Inspiration. R is for riches of inspiration. Inspiration inspires real abundance. You will be rich when you stop clothing your mind in rags. Have you ever been out at a restaurant and can't help overhearing the people at the table next to you? Sometimes we need to be an eyewitness to just how much the cubicle self-heart-mind cherishes its raggedy thoughts over the penetrating light of truly helpful thoughts. Before we can see how much we rely on cubicle thinking and let it run our lives and relationships. The cubicle self does lunch. The cubicle self loves to have lunch. This goes far beyond eating. Eating becomes an excuse to get together and gripe and complain and gossip and rehash the past and judge and get all worked up over something that happened or didn't happen, or something someone did or didn't do or said or didn't say, and make plans for how you will treat someone next time you see them. This is nonsense, and we've all heard it, observed it, and participated in it. How do you feel after such an excursion in the cubicle? Were you able to digest your food? That is, if you ever got around to eating. How do you experience your body? Are you relaxed or tense? How is your mind? Are you at peace or wound up? Do you feel enlivened with inspiration or doused in darkness? Are you tired of having raggedy thoughts such as these? Yes, we all have them, but it is time to recognize their lack of value and give them to inspiration in exchange for thoughts that are truly valuable. No need to deny these cubicle thoughts, or rags, we will call them, for they feel very real to us and appear to be very important, and we believe they must be attended to, fertilized, and disseminated. What do you do with your rags? Collect them? Store them? Sort them? Give them as gifts? Gee, thanks. Rags are generally used for dirty jobs because we don't care what happens to the rags. Are you a dirty job? Is your life a mess that now you are going to clean it up with rags? Do you not value yourself enough to trade in the rags for riches? If a pile of rags were placed before you, or a calm flow of peace in mind came over you, and you could choose which you wanted to spend the rest of your life with, which would you choose? It is this choice we are making every moment. Where are you resting your mind? When you rest in your inspired self-heart, you will be rich because you will be without your rags. Your relationships will be richer too, for you will now be sharing real abundance. Practice experiencing your relationships going from rags to riches. Pause. Notice the rags in your cubicle heart mind. Decide to be willing. Call on and connect with inspiration, being present with your breath, a word, phrase, image, movement, gesture, or sound may help you to connect. Stop ignoring the rags. Look at the rags. Look at how they are affecting you and your relationships and the world in which we live. Be honest about your rags and who and what you are really ragging about. Are these rags truly helpful? Don't pretend the rags aren't there by trying to cover them up with fresher-looking rags. See how you actually value the rags and use them as the basis for your entire life. Feel the rags. How do you feel holding on to these rags? How long do you plan to keep using these rags? Are you ready to discard the rags? Fear of discarding rags is a common cubicle phobia. Why? What will I think without my rags? Who will I talk to without my rags? Who will talk to me without their rags? What will we talk about if we talk without our rags? What plans will I make without my rags? Who will I be without my rags? If you are willing in this moment, Give your rags to the riches of inspiration. What are you experiencing now? Give thanks. You have accepted your invitation to your riches. This is your true abundance, being present in your inspired self.